Ça qui passe, c'est Karel, et ça c'est une édition spéciale de Karel Pet Podcast, un podcast que je néglige en pile, mais le sujet aujourd'hui est pour moi-même extrêmement intéressant et je pense que l'idée est importante pour nous de faire podcast ça. Le 13 avril, il y a une monde que je suis sur Internet, et c'est une follow-up tout, nous suivons l'autre pendant un certain temps, qui décide d'exposer un jeune garçon qui est le Junior Lissad sur Internet là. Pour qui ça que lui expose jeune garçon ça, c'est parce que jeune garçon ça dans DM li a fait gros harcèlement sexuel sous lui et monsieur fait des actions qui vraiment comme on pas ta penser bagay moun qui malade peut-être sexuellement ou bien qui gon problème avec sexualité yo, ou du moins son moun qui malade tout court et dans sens clinique terme en pile moun réagit pour supporter lui pour bali courage parce que ça m'a donné pile courage pour arriver faire ça qu'on fait dans le sens que Junior Lissad là son monde que en pile monde connaît son monde qui sur internet là qui entré dans conversation avec tout le monde et d'ailleurs il y a une autre famille connue donc il m'a donné pile courage pour Carmel faire action que le faire mais action que Carmel là vient arrêter sans suite parce que dans pile l'autre jeune fille qui profitait tout exposer même Junior Lissad ça et exposer l'autre monde tout. Donc on capable dire que un petit mouvement qui a lancé avec action ça parce que peut-être en pile jeune fille pas de penser que voix était assez fort pour yoter parler de ça que même y a subi de jeune garçon dehors. Dans pile jeune fille qui peut-être style pour qu'on ait courage pour parler de ça. Carmel avec moi souligne nous pourrons parler de lui-même, de histoire ça. Qui sont capables d'apprendre de lui et comment jeune fille en Haïti, jeune fille haïtienne qui est dans la communauté haïtienne, ne peut pas tout à travers le monde, capable de même faire face à problème ça qu'ils ont problème mondial côté que garçon senti que coffee c'est marchandise que acheté, il est capable de faire commentaire désobligeant sous coffee et faire de façon pour intimider moun. Carmel, bonsoir, merci parce que vous êtes disponible pour moi. Comment est?
Moi bien, bonsoir Karel. Premièrement, je veux dire merci parce que vous avez eu l'opportunité pour mettre l'histoire en dehors d'après fait qui passe personnellement à moi-même au lieu de comme si aller dans l'autre source. Moi, très bien, mais thanks for asking.
Justement. Voilà. On présente un petit crash pour les gens qui ont une idée de profil. Ou, et qui est-ce que vous peut-être, ou certainement, des nouveaux gens qui suivent ou qui prennent le temps de ça. Vous avez peut-être un petit background de qui est-ce qui. At Carmel sur Twitter.
So I'm Indiana. My name on Twitter is Carmel. I go by Carmel for everybody. A lot of people call me Mindy.
Yeah.
I have been using social media for the longest. I use it to a moderate level. Where I put myself out there to a certain extent because I'm still very much a private person. I'm a recent college graduate. I just graduated from FIU.
With, congratulations. My bachelor's,
thank you. With my bachelor's in international relations and a minor in economics. And I'm currently working on a certificate in national security. I want to be a lawyer. I also create content. I have a taste for aesthetics. I have a food page and I had a blog, which I deleted in relation to this charade that happened with Junior Lissad.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much who I am. I'm 22 years old and I'm the youngest of four siblings.
That's good. Perfect. So experience ça qu'on fait avec Junior Lissad là, c'est premier type d'expérience qu'on fait comme ça?
I wouldn't say comme ça oui exactement
dans niveau ça peut-être
oui dans niveau ça oui c'est pour ça que moi tu es obligé à sur social media pour me dire moi bouquer assez because it was weird and when I go into the story when I start telling the story I want moi vle by tout monde en timeline que comme si ça son ba qui gen quelque temps que l'a déroulé que comme l'homme récit aller I went forward with the story. It's because I slept on it. I talked to my family members about it, and that was the best thing for me to do.
Good. Eh bien, on va entrer dans le détail directement. Comment vous-même avec Gary, Junior Lissad fait fait contact dans sens que est-ce que tu connais follow li, est-ce que c'est nous tu connais interact sur Twitter et publiquement et comment l'entrée dans DM ou racontez nous ça.
Okay, so Junior Lissad, from what I remember, monsieur était toujours follow sur Instagram avec Twitter avec Facebook from a long time ago because moi t'es l'école collège Marianne l'aime t'es Haïti mon père monsieur t'es l'école Saint Louis Gonzague so tout par contre tu réalises ça toujours bon lien entre Simon Kaimé avec Simon Kaipe
bien like, sûr jusqu'à présent bien sûr
yeah
parce que nous so, nous des amis en commun nous fréquentons des mouns ensemble donc c'est évident
yeah oui so moi t'es toujours follow moi t'es toujours well qu'on a parlé de Haïti et que comme si notre Buena des choses que comme si à, des fois que I agreed with, so it was like it wasn't a follower that bothered me, so mm-hmm. I left it alone. You know, yeah. It was like he was just there.
Yeah.
So he would always like my pictures. It was harmless at first until on September. I wanna tell you fast, so let me just pull the screenshots.
Yeah.
Give me a second, please.
Okay.
So on September 15, on September 15, at 3 in the morning, li ekri li dim, are you still up? Sa se pou moun ke mte jom kon pala avèl, menm sou timeline la, mwen te toujou well, kom si mwen like the tweet ke mte agree
oui,
with.
Oui, jont ap di an armless interaction.
Yes, I never talked to him. So I was like, I answered, I was like, I'm not sure you intended to send me this message, but yes, I'm still up, what's up? And then he said, oh, I shared it and intend to send it. And I was like, what message is so important that couldn't wait until business hours? Because at this point, it's 3 a.m. Ça, c'est l'heure que il doit parler avec un bon ami ou bien on parle avec un monde qu'on connaît.
Justement,
you know?
Justement. Ou du moins, peut-être une interaction online, nous tout le temps ensemble là, Dani, et pour continuer la conversation, le café. C'est bon, bah, qui t'a supposé faire de façon spontanée comme ça.
So it was really awkward, and at the time I told my roommate, I was like, what is wrong with this man? Like, why is he texting me so late? It was something weird to me. Et puis monsieur dit, what are your business hours? Et puis moi voyez quelques points d'interrogation par lui. I'm like, first of all, it's inappropriate that you're texting me, you know, like this at this time, and now you're asking me for my business hours. What do you want? Il parlait. He was trying to have a conversation. He noticed that I was awake and he wanted to talk to me for some time now. Moi, ignore monsieur. It's not someone that I ever entertained. Until he kept going at it. Is the answer satisfying? Comme si son monde s'il pas j'ai une réponse là, la pour retourner, even if it's hours later, right?
Yeah.
So eventually, moi dit, what is your deal? Like, I'm just trying to find out what is it that you want. And then monsieur vin unfollow, okay? I just want to give you a timeline for you to realize how creepy this is. He unfollowed me. I unfollowed him back, right?
Yeah.
I went to Miami Carnival and I posted my pictures on the timeline. Even were follow, ça veut dire que c'est pas mon li unfollow.
Ça veut dire il t'a suivi, il just unfollow pour qu'on ait que le pas follow mais l'a suivi.
Yes.
L'a twatch, j'ai envie de dire.
Yes. So he even were follow et puis li écrit, li dit you look fantastic. Thank you. I didn't get to go this year. Did you have fun? I said, it was fun, really fun. I kept it at that. He said, I wish I was there. Are you based in South Florida? I would love to meet you whenever I'm there. That's when I was like, okay, this man is getting out of hand. I don't know you. Why are you trying to meet up? C'est pas comme si moi montre que comme si c'est réciproque. I want to meet up with you.
Yeah.
I pretty much clocked him. I was like, you don't know me. You're steadily trying to make conversations. You're rude. You unfollowed me, blah, blah, blah. Et puis, il dit, oh, I didn't think I was being disrespectful, maybe out of line. So, he agreed that he was being disrespectful with the way he was talking to me. And yes, for that, I apologize. I'm just trying to get to know you. The unfollow came because I couldn't bear seeing you on the timeline without talking to you, blah, blah, blah. Whole bunch of nonsense.
Yes, okay? moi, je voulais préciser tout que dans des screenshots que moi de toi l'autre monde et partager, c'est même bagaille là le toujours fait. Apologizing parce que lui peut-être out of line en façon pour continuer l'autre conversation.
Exactement. So he knows what he's doing is innately wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
So moi dit comme si moi dit I'm seeing somebody that's one, not that I owe you any explanation, but I'm seeing somebody and I don't care to expand my interest romantically or where there'd be on a friendship level in the Haitian community because I simply don't. okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, monsieur dit that's okay. Okay? Li fin dit that's okay, li écrit encore. Li écrit, li dit oh, I was so interested that not being able to talk to you, get to know you was hard. I hope that makes sense. Mind you, that's somebody with a girlfriend that I'm recently finding out, mm-hmm. right? Nidzim, I understand where you're coming from. I just wanted to express myself. I hope this person makes you happy. We all deserve that in life. You are stunning and very accomplished young woman. You speak very well and express yourself, and that's without giving a fuck. That's what attracted me towards you, and I know fully what you mean by the Haitian community. I'm not ignoring at all. I said, oh, okay, I'm flattered and thank you. He said, you're very welcome. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Yeah.
The conversation stopped there. Après m'fin fè conversation, ça appelle li bloqué.
Mm-hmm.
Le 17, sauf conversation, ça fait le 16. Le 17, Junior Lisa, like, that's when I first got the, like, I got the first creepy email.
Mm-hmm.
Of, and it reads, I'm going to find the first creepy email mm-hmm. where he says exactly that. He says, give me a quick second. Because I don't want to... Okay, so he says, I wanted to let you... Hey there, I wanted to let you know that your pictures make me nut so hard. They are all a big turn on. I love your ass. Mm. I'd love to send you some money for some more. Do you have Venmo or Cash App? I will transfer you some money. Best M. Okay? So in Creole, it translates que photo yo, moi utilise yo pour masturber avec yo. Mm-hmm. Yo, they turn me on.
Et m'ta aimé gen plus.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, when I first got this, I again was living with my roommate, my old roommate, and I was like, yo, this is creepy. I'm getting creepy emails from somebody that I don't know. I think it's a prank. At first I thought it was harmless, it was a prank.
Oui, mais so, là ça ou pas de faire lien entre Junior et email ça.
Never. I literally never guessed it was him.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, okay, this is creepy. So I spammed, I took a picture of this and I spammed the email, right? Mm-hmm. They kept on coming. Come see, oh, why are you not answering daddy? You're making daddy very upset. Weird stuff, completely weird stuff. I was like, okay, definitely I need to like find a way to just filter this so I don't get email from him, right? Mm-hmm. So I filtered it. I'm blocked on Twitter. He blocked me. So la pekrim su email moi, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then when I guess he realized, you come see, okay, the message is not getting across, he transferred to my blog. I write, and I stopped writing because of him.
Mm-hmm.
When I realized that, okay, this is not a joke, I deleted the blog. Imagine that I'm just trying to live my life out loud, and I had to make arrangements for the fact that there's somebody, I've never met this man in my life, not once, not even a glimpse of him. C'est pas un monde que j'aime voir dans la vie, carrément. So I was like, okay, this is creepy. The emails never stopped. They kept on coming, comme si, toujours à 10 amis, like, get plusieurs mondes sur timeline, comme si, yo, bon monde qui a écrit, qui a voué de bagay qui drôle, people are weird. And they're like, just ignore them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So recently, since the emails were flagged, and I guess they deleted after 30 days because that's how it is when you flag something, it deletes.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, I got I posted a video on Twitter of a challenge that was happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I posted it harmlessly, okay? That's the day I got the money in the mailbox. So after I posted this video, I get another email with a screenshot of my booty and saying, que comme si, oh, I would love to get more videos like that. Et que, you know, I'm interested in, you know, having a business, like weird stuff. The same stuff that he started, the same stuff he continued, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, this is creepy. This is definitely creepy. I don't know who it is. So comme si... Moun pa pran mo seryeux if I, you know, just say that.
Yeah, kon inkonu, yeah.
Yeah. So, that day, I had went out with my friends. We had a girls' night out. Lem soti, I always check my mail.
Mm-hmm.
So, I checked my mail. Lem ouvre mailbox mwen. I found an envelope with no return address.
Mm-hmm.
Just $400 and a $100 gift card. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just my name and my exact mailbox.
So, vous pensez que c'est pas un monde qui délivre, c'est monsieur qui passe déposer dans la mailbox ou?
I don't mwen pa konnen. I don't know. I don't li pa ka deliver, li pa ka depose nan mailbox mwen Karel, because the way my building is, it's top security. Yeah. You literally have to be a resident for you to have access to even pou entre nan building nan. Okay?
Wow.
So I don't know how he did, and I googled. Yo di ke kom si you don't need a return address for you to mail something to somebody. So it could...
Yeah, li ka just al non post office epi leave just
voye. Li lage le pi ap voye.
Me kon ya konde l jen adres ou.
I have no idea. My address is not on the internet as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Okay, mba konne, if he dug for it, I don't know. But I just know the thing was anonymous and I got money.
Est-ce qu'on pense ke nou gen de zami en commun? Mem si se louen te? Puisque justement tu as parlé de ça fait et Timoun Kaimé, Timoun Kaifré, etc.
We definitely do have some people in common, but moun sa ou bakon kote m'habite, parce que même zanmim ki konnen, yo konnen m'pa reme moun vin la kaimwen. Like, literally, yo pa vin la kaimwen tout tete yo pa mwen dem. If I could be home, and I'm gonna tell you I'm not home. Because I don't feel like dealing with people.
Yeah.
So, pa gon moun kabal bay, Junior Lisa adresse mwen because of the fact that they know first of all.
Et surtout si ou di ko wa vive en communauté, ça veut dire faut gen adresse la exact pour le tomber dans mailbox.
Exactement. And you not only need my mailbox number, you need my room number for me to get it.
Yeah.
It's not just on adresse ou juste voyer. You need, because I live in an apartment building.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, this is creepy. So I called my family.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still at university. I get money.
Mm-hmm.
But not like that. Yeah. I get checks. I get, you know, Cash App. I get, you know, different stuff. I don't get money like that. So I called home and I was like, hey, Tati, did you send me money? No. Mwele depi se moun. Nen tout moun. Did you send me money? No. So I was like, okay, this is creepy. I called my cousin. I was like, did you get, you know, happen to get money? Like, everybody you could think of, basi ki ka avouye m l'ajan, yo di m non. I was like, this is definitely creepy. What do I do with this now?
Yeah.
So... Apre, mwen fin jwen sa, mwen fin jwen l'ajan, I get an email from that same IT mug email. So I was like, okay, that's why I made the connection. I was like, okay, so this is what's going on. So mwen tell, I freaked out so much that I'm in a fraternity. I went in the fraternity's group chat. I was like, is anybody here good with computer stuff, please? I've been having somebody harass me since... last year, October. The harassment started in October. And it's escalated to the person knowing my address. And I'm scared. I mean, I'm a woman at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
One of my fraternity brothers reached out and we literally spent countless hours on the phone trying to figure out who it is. Na cherche. He helped me reverse look up the address with his software because he's an IT major.
Mm-hmm.
And, we both found stuff, but, like, I was the one who found, like, a link on Google. So, this is not, like, I didn't specifically need, like, a special computer. It's just, like, I had to just dig deep for me to find that page. So, when we're scrolling down, and I was, like, my jaw kind of dropped. I was, like, oh, my God. Yes. Oh. That's the screenshot I attached under the tweet.
Yeah, I
was,
saw
like,
that.
Yes. I was like, oh my God, now it makes so much sense parce que next I refuse quitter ma réponse. So I was like, I know this person. How do I move forward like this? Because at the end of the day, apparently I've been told that he has money. I'm very well aware que comme si someone qui na Haitian community, I have to be strategic about how I'm going to go about the story.
Yeah.
So I went to the police first and I put that under the threat. The police didn't take me seriously at first because, I mean, it's at first it was anonymous. And in the United States, stalker cases, tout tata moun nan pa atake yo, yo pa pran yon pou.
Yeah.
So there's a cop who told me ke, hot chicks clearly get stuff all the time.
Yeah, mwen wè sa.
Insinuating that ke kom si I'm hot and it's okay.
Wè, kise just on crush, mwen te wote di, wote di ou sa.
It's just a harmless crush. I was like, this is not a crush, this is somebody who knows my address without me giving it to them, right? There's that, well, hot chicks get crushes all the time. If anything serious happens, call us. So they're trying to tell me, okay, this is not a serious issue. So I literally was on the phone with my friends. I was like, what do I do? A lot of my friends were like, don't go public because what if he attacks you?
Yeah.
What if this friend's violent? What if you incite something in him? It's going to get him furious. I was like, listen, I would rather have my story out there. Si on bagay rive,
Il y a tout le monde qui connaît qui est-ce qui faut arriver tout et puis ensuite il pas pour rien, on va faire pour une raison.
Exactement. On connaît que comme si OK, this is who I need to go after because si on bagay te rive m que comme si pas de bon monde qui te connaît que you know Junior Lissad was bothering me, pas gen moun ki t'ap konnen pou yal chèche nan email mwen, pou yal chèche nan blog mwen.
Justement.
That was my story, mm-hmm. You know?
Et sou pa gen reçu de savoir fè ou, tout moun ta ka pense ke se menti wap bay.
Menti m'ap fè, people wouldn't have believed me.
Yeah.
So, I slept on it. That day, I got off the phone with my friend. I was crying. I cried. And that's why I tell you, I'm emotionally scarred because I don't let a lot of stuff get to me, but this one was a tough one.
Yeah.
So, after I cried, I slept on it. I literally like, meditated and I slept on it. Okay, l'homme levé. I talked to my I called my friend and she was like, honestly, fuck it, just drop it. So after she said that, she's like, I'll be there with you the whole way. Mm-hmm. If anything happens, I'll help you. Okay, so I went and that's when I dropped the thread. I was like, okay, I pretty much need my peace. And the thread is on Twitter. I'm not gonna delete it.
Yeah, ben mwen wè ke ou pou son screenshot tout ki di ke gen moun ki konnen msye, ke msye ta ka pare pou paye ou ofre ou l'ajan pou delete yo.
Pou m'delete li. I dropped the thread and I stand by it. I don't regret any of what I did because if that's what it means for me to get peace of mind, then so be it.
Ok, so do you think that you get a peace of mind puisque nou a 3 jours de sa ki rive?
Honestly, so far, I've gotten some messages from guys ki di comme si balon chance, monsieur gen problème mental and stuff like that.
Non, c'est pas pour balon chance, c'est un spécialiste qui peut gérer problème.
Exactement. And I made them aware that he's not a victim here.
Yeah. He's not.
So don't come
and especially c'est pas ou même seulement que il fait ça.
Exactement. Mm-hmm. And Kyle, can I tell you I never expected it for I never expected the thread to go so viral,
yeah.
In a sense. You know, like so many people reached out, so many people are like, oh my gosh, I saw your story. I never expected it. I expected it to stay in the, you know, in the community.
Non, juste that, ou fait statement pas, ou peut-être pas. Mon pas de penser qu'un pile moun te vive même histoire avec ou bien te peut-être et senti que vous menacé par des moun tekou Junior Lissad.
Exactement. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, the main goal wasn't for me to clout chase. Yeah. The main goal was for me to get my peace of mind because this had been going on for too long. Mm-hmm. Et moi t'es littéralement bouqué. Mm-hmm. So,
même moi que lui réagit, pardon, même moi que lui réagit tout de suite parce qu'au poste, au poste un screenshot que les DM ou qui dit les plis et
yes.
Que ou ruiné la ville.
Yes, as soon as the thread went viral, okay. Monsieur écrit, oh, I ruined his life, delete this, we need to talk, blah, blah, blah. Moi bloqué le sur Twitter, okay. Mm-hmm. Il écrit sur Instagram, okay. So, that's somebody with very good information of what my username is and who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, li ekrim sou Instagram, li dim, oh, we need to talk, I can explain. So I sent all of the donné to him and I was like, yo, comme si you need to leave me the fuck alone, fuck off, because this is crazy. So m'bloke mi sou Instagram too, okay? So there was outrage. At this point, like, my phone was blowing up and people were just like coming out with stories. There's I got request DMs. They were like, oh my gosh, like this same man has been in my DMs. Mm-hmm. There's a girl who had even exposed them before, but like it didn't reach such a big audience.
Yeah. Mais en même temps, tout le monde ouais, tout que monsieur, même jour ça, une dame qui postait un screenshot, que même jour ça, que le tapot fouille l'argent, voilà. Ça veut dire, c'est pas une question de on est qui a un problème là, parce que ou pas qu'a fait tout ça, et puis ou still a fait le même jour qu'il a exposé là.
Exactement. So it's not. C'est pour bagay qui est harmless. And one thing I want to emphasize, Karel, is the fact that monsieur connaît sale ta fait un pas de bon because s'il pas de compte sale pas ta fait, he wouldn't have made that burner email.
Yeah.
Il connaît que innately what he was doing was wrong and that's why I have no sympathy for him. So, I got so many screenshots. Like, the screenshots are under the thread. There's a she's a friend of the family. She's my cousin's cousin. Mm-hmm. The girl who dropped the Snapchat
Michelle
is my she's my cousin's cousin, so we're not cousins but like we're close relatives.
Yeah.
So she dropped this stuff. I had no idea that she was going through that, and we've been around each other. She's my posse, you know. So it was just like we never mentioned it. So I got this lady from Florida. She was like, oh my gosh, this man is dangerous. Li explike m de histoire ke she pretty much said I saved her from making a mistake.
Mwen wè sa, paske gen moun ki di tou ke li pat gen piyes ide de ki kalite moun ke misye ye.
So after that, mwen just, I thought that thing was gonna go away, like, okay, I exposed them, but no, it was bigger than that. People kept on reaching out all night. Literally, my phone that night was just blowing up with people saying, yo, he's a creep. Some people don't want to get their names out there, mm-hmm. and they provided me screenshots. There's even a white girl who sent me a screenshot.
Wow.
Comes not from the Haitian community at all. The thread reached to her.
Kamel, ou son héroïne, ou son héroïne pour que vous ayez courage pour faire ça et puis me croire que vous sauvez la vie en pile monde.
Karel, I wouldn't want to think of myself as a hero because at the end of the day, I mean, it needed to be done and comme si, I just see myself as a vessel, mm-hmm. okay? I was pushed, like, to do it because, I mean, God knew what I needed to, what needed to be done, pretty yeah. much. Like, I can't put my words into concrete thoughts, but pretty much, I wouldn't see myself as a hero because that's not a heroic act. It's just
surtout dans la communauté nous en tout. Je pense que premièrement c'est pour bailler qu'habitué fait. Et j'aime t'a dire tout c'est que en pile jeune fille ou même aux États-Unis, ou dit ou dans la police, même malgré que ou dans la police aux États-Unis, c'est pas comme si ou t'es venu un support que peut-être qui t'est plus que ça. Ou t'es juste d'où t'es suivre. Imaginons que gagne des monde qui vivent ça en Haïti ou même.
Exactement, and they don't have anybody to turn to. Yeah. Imagine comme si on gros pays tant que États-Unis stalker cases, because mm-hmm. he's a stalker. I'm gonna go ahead and call him a stalker.
Yeah.
He's a stalker. Stalker cases don't pick up momentum until on baga rivo. That's pretty much what the cop told me. It's not the cop who made the law. It's the law.
Yeah. Ça veut dire y'a pas mal de pièces de protection sans que justement pas une menace imminente par rapport à vous même.
Yeah. Si m pa gen photo monsieur k ap suiv mwen, si m pa ganyen, they're not gonna take me seriously. Mm-hmm. So going to Twitter was a cry for help. It wasn't a cry for attention. I don't need attention from people. Au contraire, I try to stay away from, you know, negative attention. Because anybody who's my friend and who might be listening to this, they know that I'm not the type of person that's gonna look for attention on social media.
Non, li pa m pa kwe gen piyes moun ki ta kapab montre sa paske ou fè yon bagay pou sauve tèt ou. E m ta reme justement komanse pale de sa avèk ou. Ou te kon blog ou suspend blog.
Yes, I did.
Justement, sa ve di ou certainement gen des habitudes ko chanje paske gen yon vagabond ki ap nui ou. Konya, koman sa fè impact sou ou e koman anvan menm ko te expose msye ou te jere sa?
Ok, so the first thing I did, and it was so weird that I had to do it, mwen le fèt mwen mwen gwen zami gason ki dizim, what do you want for your birthday, Karel? Li dizim, anything you want. He's like a little brother, so li pipi ti pasim, okay? He just wanted to give me a birthday gift. Ou gwen ki sa mwen mwen de misye, I asked him for safety kit. Pepper spray,
wow.
Pocket knife, and an alarm. Wow. That's how scared I was for my life.
Yeah.
Si yon bagay rivem, ke kom si au mwen I have something to protect myself. Imagine pa ke yon moun mwen son jen fi, like, you know, like, I probably wanted makeup, I probably wanted perfume, but I wanted something to protect my life.
Yeah, tellement justement te senti ou menacé ou ta vive avec stress ça.
Yes. So, I still have the pepper spray here.
Keep it.
It was, se kon sa ke mwen te oblige kom si, if, because at the end of the day, I didn't know who it was, I didn't know if it was somebody that I knew, okay? Mwen juste konne ke te gon weird email ki rele IT mod kap ekrim, comme si it needs to stop.
Yeah.
So I stopped the blog because I just wanted to nip it at the bud because moi pas vle monsieur moun nan ekri mon corps. I just I was like, okay, even if I have to make changes to my lifestyle, if it's gonna guarantee me peace of mind, then so be it.
Et comment,
so that's what I did to protect myself.
Et comment tu rajou t'es accueilli ça? Peut-être ou pas de partager tout bagay avec yo, mais qui moun que vraiment qui te kembe ou tight pendant période ça?
Okay, so a couple of my friends, yo konne, mwen pale yo de monsieur plusieurs fois, even one of my guy friends, li ekrim, li di, mwen pense monsieur te kite an repo. A couple of them knew, one of them that's in IT even tried to like reverse look up the email for me, but the email led to no leads. It was like, son email ou pa ka jwenn sou internet lan. Unless you do some deep internet searches, you're not gonna be able to find it.
Yeah.
So you're telling you things like yo, be careful. I used to go on 6 p.m. runs, like because I'm active. Mm-hmm. I stopped going on runs altogether. I like some stuff, like I would go to, for example, get stuff at night, go on late night food runs. No, wow. I stopped because I don't know who was out there looking for me. But I just know that zami mi te kon toujou dim lo ap sorti la nuit relim.
Ou te littéralement vivre dans la peur.
Exactement. Mm-hmm. Exactement. I was so scared like for my life because it was just like, who is this person? Mm-hmm. So ou ka juste imagine the amount of stress. Mwen senti ke jou sa, after I removed that thing out of my mind, mwen senti ke I lifted 1,000 pounds of my shoulders. Mm-hmm. So I was just very scared while this whole thing was going on. I wanted to clarify one thing. Mm-hmm. Because mwen senti ke a couple of people have given me negative response, okay, towards this because they felt like I could have handled it differently.
Non, m'pa d'accord. M'pa d'accord. M'a dit que m'pa d'accord. Parce que ça fait pile moun pa ham comprendre. En pile moun ki pa ham dans position, toujours penser que tu ka fait différemment. Ça ou pas senti ça que ou même senti, ça ou pas vivre ça que ou même moi vivre.
Exactement.
Et même quoi que le fait que monsieur sous social media, li commencé justement faire sur social media, m'pense faire sur social media et exposer monsieur a tes meilleures façons pour te faire parce que ou pas ta ka faire l'autre bagaille ou pas ta ka reler monsieur dans téléphone pour dire fort qui t'en répond parce qu'on dit ça déjà en privé.
Exactement.
C'est pas ta ka ou même qui vous t'aller chercher contre qui est-ce qui parle, qui est-ce qui ménage lui pour t'abandonner ça.
Et
ça
c'est trop de travail. That's none of my concern. That's none of my concern and that's what I've been trying to tell people because get them when kids oh don't you feel like you could have handled this, you could have blocked them. I said I did all the necessary precautions and this man still refused to leave me alone.
Mais attendez, mais si mon envoyé l'argent pour avec gift card dans mailbox ou qui ça le pas qu'à faire encore.
Exactement.
Quand on t'a pas obligé, ou t'a pas obligé changer adresse pour lui.
Exactement. So I have to make parce que son obsession lié because mm-hmm. I can't find any other way to describe this because one rule that's been like in my life depuis l'homme tout petit. C'est pas dans contexte ça. Papa m toujours qu'on a dit son moun zo ou ap fon jouet moun nan zo non c'est non.
Non c'est non.
It doesn't matter if you're a woman or a man, si moun nan zo stop, you stop right there. It's the rule in the playground, it's the rule that you have to raise your kids, no is no.
Et surtout que li fèl pou des bagages qu'on fait tout naturellement, c'est ou al nan carnaval ou ap enjoy tête ou poste ton photo and then ou jwenn une réaction comme ça, li pa fò aucun sens.
Exactement. And you know what's crazy? It's because His reaction was the creepiest one because that carnival picture I posted it and like get a lot garçon qui commentait qui dit oh my gosh like nice but they never crossed the line to ask me for pictures to ask for more to ask me to meet up you know so it was just like he took it to the extreme and that's why I needed to be like okay this needs to stop okay one more thing I also want to emphasize c'est que there are a lot of right now in the 21st century there's sex workers online. There's women who have OnlyFans link.
Yep.
Exactement pour ça.
Yep.
Okay? Now if you go on my social media, pa gon kote ka dizou ke comme si Mendiana is a sex worker.
Même si ça pour moun yo comprendre tout. Même si ou te gen yon OnlyFans page, moun paye pour ça. Mais moun pa pral voye ko blakay ou pou mando ou pou voye photo pou yo.
Exactement. And that's I agree parce que OnlyFans there's one keyword here consent. Mm-hmm. It's a transaction.
Yeah.
It's not a one-sided request, it's a transaction.
Yeah.
So it just goes to show que comme si there's no way like I never insinuated that I wanted anything to do with this man. Depuis au commencement mon dit like keep him en repos. Not because you know I was trying to be I was playing hard to get because moi ça c'est que grand pile garçon qui pensait que comme si when a woman says no we're playing hard to get no I want you to leave me alone because I don't want to talk to you.
That's it. Charger l'autre vidéo yo acheter con l'autre monde.
Exactement. Yeah. So it was just like and the fact of you know people texting me to ask me oh would I remove the thing if you know he paid for it. I don't want Junior's money. I don't want his money because I'm going to make this point right here. I'm a college student. I'm soon to be law school bound, okay? Elsa is expensive. Ndi ka besoin $400. Si on moun ta vwe $400 pou mwen, sa son gros faveur li ta ka fè. But I don't want this type of money. moi pas besoin
because et surtout qu'on parait qu'on souffre pour lui en plus.
Exactement. Mm-hmm. I don't want this guy. I don't want his money. Yeah. And if and like I said I'm going to I mentioned that I will look into suing him. Mm-hmm. If I'm going to take his money, it's going to be from the legal standpoint of what he put me through throughout all these months.
Yep.
And for him to never express, he pas jamais dit not one that he was sorry. He said I ruined his life.
Mm-hmm. Ouais, c'est ça que moi, c'est ça que moi que lui fait. Mais qu'on y a, est-ce que ou expect une réaction peut-être justement par rapport à ça, par exemple ça que moi dit hier dans deux tout et deux rien que m'ta fait, c'est que parent monsieur doit prendre bagaille là. M'pas connait qu'il l'âge lui, mais parent monsieur t'a supposé peut-être et garder ouais comment il ca gérer situation parce que c'est non famille là qui dehors et moi crois que mander monsieur bien gérer monsieur et pour ta peut-être aller suivre un spécialiste pour réhabiliter etc par rapport à ça que il gagne et moi ouais que dans un texte il t'a changé avec Michel tout que il dit que lui son sexe addict.
Yeah, he's obsédé sexuel. Mm-hmm. I refrain myself from commenting to self to diagnose him, but le fait que you brought up the fact that he said he's a sex addict. Mm-hmm. I would like to say that he needs to get the help that he needs. Comme si Zamil t'a supposé conseiller pour dire yo, get some help. Comme si, this is not
normal. Et Zamil pas doit minimiser ça tout justement. Dans le sens comme si pour t'accuser ou bien penser que son mal que va faire.
So yes, and so far I'm gonna tell you that right now, I know that they say who you are who you hang out with.
Yeah.
So far, two of his friends reached out to me, and I wouldn't go as far as saying they're alive, but the response has been positive.
Yeah,
it's been like, yo, you deserve to do that to him because ça juste débordé. My cousin also qui n'a groupe d'amis parce que connaît Simon Kai mais Simon Kai père qui cousin te connaît boule avec monsieur.
Yeah.
But he had no idea that he was like this.
Of course.
And my cousin reached out and told me that he's sorry because comme si ça c'est genre de monde ça que la pingate avait. Vous comprenez? So it was just like I hope he gets the help that he needs and I hope that he leaves me alone once and for all because this is not normal. This is creepy. This is obsession. This is something that needs to be addressed in the Haitian community. Even as like as far as making like a comment where it's like oh ma essaye pas la voir faire ma cac, like because I know that's something that's common.
Yeah.
Si on dit non, I'm not trying to talk to you. Leave the person alone. Gérer Mayu. Mm-hmm. You know. So it's just I'm baffled.
Justement. Est-ce qu'on y est tout parce que moi lancé les paroles ça hier tout dans de tout de rien comme d'affaire dans le sens que est-ce qu'on encourager jeune fille exposée jeune garçon qui a passé le sexuellement dans DM ou bien l'autre genre?
I do. Moi encourager because but I want to say le senti au confortable because I'm going to tell you that Karel c'est pas bagage qui facile pour faire because you know I'm surprised at the reaction that I got from the Haitian community because moi pensais que moun ta bal di oh c'est intéressant quoi faire et gen moun ki di ça en fait gon monsieur qui te dit comme si que oh he's trying to pay for some pussy just get the money and give him some pussy. No. Hello, what's wrong with you?
Yeah,
you know, so that's the response I expected. I expected oh you overreacting, it's harmless, but when comme si people told me oh this is not normal, that's when I was like, okay, I'm not overreacting.
Et puis c'est pour un bagage qui fait, c'est pour un bagage qui fait sous une ou deux jours, c'est un bagage qui fait sous plusieurs mois et sous plusieurs plateformes différentes et des bagages creepy, je peux dire. C'est ça qui fait plus de pas ça à la légère.
8 months. Mm-hmm. For somebody to tear, monsieur littéralement terrorisé. Mm-hmm. For 8 months.
Yeah.
For you to have somebody wonder who is that person. Ça c'est bagage littéralement ça c'est bagage moi dans film. I never imagined one
day that would happen. Et surtout que li pa fèl de façon anonyme. C'est ça qui intrigue plus dans bagarre là et c'est pour ça que me pensé que monsieur besoin vraiment aide.
Exactement. Well, at least with me, he did it in an anonymous manner parce que moi dit non déjà.
Yeah. Okay, moi ça fait lui t'est bloqué mais il passe de l'autre côté.
Yes. But he still can't take no for an answer and I don't know if it's the money. Because moi pas qu'on se réalise ça, money plays a big part in this in this whole conversation.
Oui.
Parce que plusieurs fois, lui offre, mesdames, l'argent.
Yeah.
Plusieurs fois, that I'll send you money for this. Send me some this. Send me some that. I'll send you money. Ça veut dire que on moun Karel, because I could only, it's only right that I assume que $400 plus the gift card is from him because you previously offered to send me money. I could link everything to show that you're the one who sent me the money.
Just
okay, so. If you were to say, oh, it's not me, who else would it be? Because you offered to send me money. You've offered multiple women to send them money.
Yeah.
Who else would it be?
Yeah, justement. Justement. Et c'est peut-être encore une fois, c'est ça pour mesdames, vous comprendre, ou bien peut-être ça capte de là, ou bien même si fait message arrivé. C'est que très souvent, peut-être il y a des gens qui font réflexion, qui disent, et c'est l'argent lié, et puis c'est juste une photo qui te m'envoie l'aller. Et peut-être ça vient créer habitude ça là, quand même, monsieur, ou du moins, je pensais que tout le monde, tout le film, même gens, que le capable acheter justement, nude dans mes yeux, et puis il fait ça que le faire.
And you know, yeah, exactement. And you know what, one of the things too, moi, je connais que. Si you know, madame, you take entertain, monsieur, and I don't know what has happened in the past. Moi, par contre, comme il y a l'autre victime that will move forward, and I would like to say that out there, as much as I want to control the narrative, if you want to come forward anonymously to me, feel free to reach out.
Yeah.
I will not put your name out there, okay? But one of the things is, si moi te au moins accepté transaction, hein, monsieur, t'as bon bagay sous moi.
Bien sûr.
Moi, je ne vais pas que next I need to leave me alone because guess what?
Non, mais je t'ai juste montré que hey, où t'es voyé, c'est peut-être l'argent besoin plus ou bien son problème qu'on a avec.
Exactement. Mm-hmm. It just goes to show that if you're gonna, you know, if you're going to, if you don't believe in something, don't feel coerced to do anything because at the end of the day, I could always say money is not everything.
Yeah.
L'argent, like, you make money. Don't let money make you.
Définitivement. Définitivement. Et puis surtout, en pile, nous jeunes, toute la vie nous devant, nous sommes contents, nous voulons faire quantité comme que nous voulons.
Exactement.
La
vie,
yeah.
Pour nous faire l'argent.
Yeah.
So, I also wanted to emphasize that, I pretty much wanted to emphasize that, yes, I've gotten a lot of overwhelming DMs, like people that are like, oh, I'm so proud of you. But I've also been getting a lot of DMs from guys.
Mm-hmm.
Some people turned it into a joke.
Yeah.
And it takes a toll on you. I don't let a lot of stuff get to me if I don't know you personally.
Mm-hmm.
But it just goes to show you, see, yes, there's a lot of steps forward in the community, but there's a lot of people who just bonnet, to say the least. A lot of people who come see, parce que this is the norm, that a woman is not supposed to say no. Just because, you know, money or, like, something is involved.
Yeah.
So it's something to keep in mind as well.
Tout à fait. Moi, d'accord complètement, Carmel. Mais quand il y a là, la vie ou changer tout là, non sens. Non sens que quand il y a un pile moun qu'on account ou, un pile moun et absuivre vous comme justement moun sa qui exposé et Junior Lissad etc et qui et c'est la femme de parler de héroïne tout à l'heure mais en même temps tout ça vient avec une autre responsabilité qu'on gagne ça veut dire certain que qu'on y a on vient tourner en sorte de avocat de genre de bagaille ça yo et peut-être un pile moun pour aller reach out to you for help ou bien une série de l'autre bagaille est-ce que vous parez pour ça
I'm adjusting because Jean-Zia, like from the tweet itself, a lot of people followed me,
mm-hmm.
and I wouldn't say it's gotten out of control, but I'm adjusting.
Mm-hmm.
I'm adjusting with the stories because some of them are disturbing,
mm-hmm.
and I will be an advocate if it needs to be because moi par contre sur réaliser ça, I'm very outspoken, and
yep.
even Monsieur dit ça. Monsieur dit, oh the reason parce qu'il parle avec son monde que le connaît. The
mm-hmm.
reason why I'm attracted to you is because you speak your mind without giving a fuck. It includes you. It includes putting you on blast.
Yeah.
And if I have to be the one who start a Haitian Me Too movement, you know, I will start it because this needs to stop. This needs to be something in the society that we talked about.
Yeah.
So that, like, it was long overdue.
Definitely.
Because it was long overdue. But if I know that I open, moi connais que moi ouvre un bagage que m'pa pas faire mes kounya.
Non, li pa faire mes kounya.
So it was just like it's ridiculous. And if somebody doesn't feel comfortable even, you know, coming to me personally, and I have to make like an email for people to reach out if they don't want, you know.
That would be good. Maybe you can start blogging about that though.
What did you say?
Maybe you can start blogging about that. Create a blog about that. Maybe moun kapab share histoire anonyme avec ou, so you can share and then ensemble créer une conversation sur ça. So pense.
That is true. That's something I would take in. I need to restore my blog because I initially deleted it because of COVID.
Yeah.
I don't know if you read that in my screenshot.
Yeah, I saw that.
So if yeah,
non, mais pense que nous besoin plateforme, nous même pour nous parler parce que moi j'ai des monde tout par exemple pendant que un pile monde qui vient dire Junior tu fais ça, moi j'ai des monde tout qui a parlé de l'autre monde qui fait des bagarres en même temps. Ça veut dire encourager de toi l'autre monde sorti dehors. Donc pour moi même ta intéressant que nous créer type de plateforme ça à côté que honnêtement et ouvertement les mesdames yo partager histoire et puis youn aider l'autre et traverser et difficultés ça.
Exactement. This is actually very good idea because I would like to remind you that the reason why he stayed anonymous for so long is because he resorted to my blog, which I had to delete. So if somebody's listening and they have something that they need to get off their chest and they want to be anonymous, I will restore the blog and you could go ahead and submit any form. And then I will crop your name, put the story out there, and we could just reach out, talk about it. Because if I have to be the one to say, assez, like enough is enough, then so be it. Because this is ridiculous. This is creepy. And when the un pile garçon that reached out as well, pour dire que aussi intéressant la paix, put yourself in my shoes.
Parce no, they don't have to do that. And just consider que c'était seul. Mais c'était ménage que ça arrivait.
Exactement. Mm-hmm. Comme si, imagine toi que chaque garçon moi connaît que at least there's a man out there qui gon fi que yo care pour lui.
Yeah.
Imagine toi que c'est moi c'était fi ça. What would you have done?
Yeah.
Because my cousins are furious, my brothers are furious. You know, it's just like you cannot be making excuses. You cannot look at it as it's not going to happen to me because moi t'ai pensé que ça pas t'arriver tout. And here I am today.
Yeah.
It happened to me.
Yeah.
So I feel like people in the Haitian community need to be a little more empathetic, quick to listen, and less to judge.
Definitely.
Not listen to give a response, but listen to understand where people are coming from.
Yeah.
Parce que si on dit non, non c'est non at the end of the day.
That's it. Non a toujours été non, il faut que monsieur connaît ça. Kamel, m content fait-il parler ça avec vous? M'pense que ouvri cœur et ou di nou an pile bagay, an pile moun ki tande vwa konye ki te suiv ou et kapab gon plus ide et de histoire malgré que ou te vraiment bien détaillé tout sur internet la mwen m'ap complimenter ou pou ça. N'a pas encouragé encore une fois que tout moun gen armé de courage assez pour faire. Mwen encourage tout entourage moun ki pa gase courage tout pour supporter moun ki a passé problème sa yo. Et puis, je souhaitais que jeunes garçons en Haïti ou bien n'importe qui l'autre côté que vous avez dans la communauté haïtienne en particulier, apprennent à respecter mesdames. Yo. Mesdames, vous avez un compte droit pour vous sexy sur Internet. Vous avez un compte droit pour vous faire tout commentaire que vous avez fait. Mais vous n'avez pas un goût droit pour vous harceler dans DM li ou faire des commentaires désobligeants sous col ou bien en façon que vous-même ou en ville ou jusqu'à ce que vous êtes capable de proposer pour offrir l'argent pour faire des actions sexuelles ou bien offrir des services sexuels. Ça n'a pas de fait et je crois que c'est un bagage que nous devons combattre et ou même j'en dis ou lancer un bagage là qui pas fait mais qu'on y a et moi-même plateforme moi ouvre justement pour tout témoignage, plateforme moi ouvre tout pour tout le monde qui a envie justement créer des bagages pour créer espace de conversation ça. Parce que c'est certain que mentalement ça touche un peu le monde et ou par contre qui action des monde fait dans la vie que qui mettait dans une situation que vous pas jamais espéré à cause de un vagabond qui t'a harcelé dans la rue sur internet ou bien n'importe qui gens.
Exactly. And I also want to tell you thank you Karel for giving me your platform for you to get the facts of the story, like instead of you know going around to figure out what happened. I appreciate you for that, really, parce que comme si it's amazing that you're in a lie over the fact that you know you heard the story, you had your questions about it, and you came straight to the source and you offering your platform pour dire mesdames comme si you'll come forward and you know let your voice be heard.
That's it. M'get deux petites filles Carmel, m'get deux petites filles, so si m'pa fè le jodi a pou yo demain si je pa ka vivre dans société.
Exactement. So thank you so much for like extending me your platform for me to like get my story out there and just straighten everything out.
My pleasure. En tout cas, stay safe pendant confinement et puis lancer blog là m'attendre.
I will. Thank you very much.
Merci beaucoup, Carmel.
All right. Have a very good rest of your day.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bien, voilà, c'était Carmel. Il y a les pas non ça sous internet là. Une bail pour nous connaître, c'est que podcast a fait tout de suite après ça qui passait là. Jeudi à 16, 3 heures de l'après-midi, Carmel postait fait sous Junior Lissadio le 13. Et t'es gampi une réaction et m'suis content que m'suis capable d'offrir plateforme à Carmel. Moi, t'as souhaité offrir plateforme à l'autre jeune fille. Dans tout ce que mesdames yo créé pour plateforme par tout qui veut dire que yo capable gon voix qui puissant assez pour permettre que genre de action ça yo moun rete loin yo pour yo pas jamais penser que yo ta capable faire. J'aime t'a dit tout à l'heure m'gè deux petites filles, youn gen 11 ans, l'autre la gen 8 ans. N'ta souhaité que lè yo commencer peut-être pral utiliser social media peut-être pas yo pour y exprimer genre que yo senti yo bien en peau yo, genre exprimer pensée yo. Que un jeune garçon pas penser que son femme facile que oui pour faire n'importe qui ça pour que on monde capable peur parce qu'il connaît que action mauvaise action que le fait pas prêt impuni et ça m'a parlé d'une société en Haïti sous 27700 km carrière en société n'importe qui l'autre côté dans monde là et me crois que si me ca offrir micro pour plus monde capable d'entendre pour conscientiser plus monde pour bailler plus fi courage pour sortir dehors pour avili de toi l'autre et vagabond pour que l'autre monde tout connaît comment vous capable supporter une autre qui recourt que vous gagnez les gens de barrage à arriver yo penser c'est le mieux que me capable faire, c'est le peu pardon que me capable faire. Merci tout le monde, c'est ton plaisir pour me faire parler ça avec nous jodi a. J'espère que n'a capable partager podcast ça tout côté pour monde qui attendre. Stay safe, lavez-vous.